This project is passive in its use of green infrastructure. It uses plant materials. It uses permeable paving.
Williamsville Mayor Brian Culpa says in addition to creating a newer, neater village square, the work done on Spring Street and the Williamsville Water Mill helps ensure that storm runoff emptying into nearby Ellicott Creek is cleaner. The new pavement and bioretention planters filter stormwater before it goes into the nearby waterway. The $3.45 million project was funded by federal, state, and local dollars. State Assemblyman Ray Walter says Albany is encouraging more redevelopment like this through a $2.5 billion initiative included in the state budget for infrastructure projects.
But also green projects like this and source projects, so making sure we're protecting, marshlands and areas where that are under stress and under development, that we're making sure we're protecting those areas to keep the source of our clean water protected as well.
For Howard Cadmus, who owns nearby ice cream and chocolate shop Sweet Jenny's, there was some patience required during the construction period, but he likes the end result and what it will do for the neighborhood, including nearby Glen Park.
I think it's great because I have a 1.5-year-old and we walk the park every day. You know, when the ducks are out, we see the ducks, we see the Glens Falls. We like to, you know, walk the park, and just knowing that it's a little bit safer and a little bit healthier and that it'll have a longer, healthier life is important to us. So.
The Village Square gets busy in the summer months, hosting a weekly live music concert and a Saturday farmer's market. Michael Merziak, WBFO News.